USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump takes a victory lap after the Senate acquits him. The president speaking at the White House for an hour, thanking his family and thanking Americans who support him across the country. And he calls the entire impeachment proceeding BS.
We've been going through this now for over 3 years. It was evil. It was corrupt. It was dirty cops. It was leakers and liars. And this should never, ever happen to another president, ever. I don't know that other presidents would have been able to take it.
On Capitol Hill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holding her weekly news conference and calls President Trump's State of the Union a manifesto of mistruths. She goes on to criticize the president's invited guests in the gallery.
Constant guests? That was not a State of the Union. That was a state, his state of mind.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
After the debacle in Iowa, Democrats now moving on to the New Hampshire primary Tuesday, and then it's off to South Carolina. We could see three different winners in three different states. As it stands, Mayor Pete winning Iowa by a razor-thin margin. In fact, the head of the party there actually calling for a recount. Bernie Sanders expected to win New Hampshire, and in South Carolina, former Vice President Joe Biden expected to clean up and be the winner. Biden not campaigning at all Thursday in New Hampshire, no events on his schedule. To the very latest now on the coronavirus.
Two planes carrying hundreds of Americans from the epicenter of China's fast-spreading coronavirus outbreak arrived at California's Travis Air Base. The returning Americans will be quarantined for 2 weeks, as will 3,700 passengers on a cruise ship off Japan. 10 passengers, including an American, tested positive for the coronavirus. They were removed from the ship. I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Florida Congressman Republican Matt Gaetz has had enough of Nancy Pelosi's antics after she tears up her copy of President Trump's State of the Union address. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz says he's filing ethics charges against Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for ripping up the president's State of the Union speech. Gaetz tells Fox News he's joining two other Republicans in filing charges with the House Ethics Committee.
She disgraced the House of Representatives, she embarrassed our country, and she destroyed official records. The law does not allow the Speaker of the House to destroy the records of the House, and the rules of the House do not permit some little temper tantrum just because you don't like what the President of the United States says.
I'm Tim Berg.
So how many of you tuned in to watch President Trump deliver the State of the Union address? USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the answer now from Washington, D.C.
According to Nielsen, an estimated 37.2 million people tuned in to watch President Trump deliver the address on Tuesday evening. That was down by about 20% from 2019 across the three major cable news networks and the four major broadcast networks. Among those cable networks, Fox News throttled its competition, posting a staggering audience of 11.55 million total viewers. Among the broadcast networks, NBC was tops with 4.8 million, but that was down from 7.14 million last year. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.